Let's get the business news from Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. We're going to talk property prices this morning. We're joined by Conal McCrilla, chief economist with Davy and author of the myhome.ie reports on house prices, the latest instalment of which is out today. And after some softening in the market in the early part of the year, Conal, is it fair to say at this point that momentum has firmly turned in the other direction?
It has. Valuations clearly got stretched during the pandemic. There's a period of correction of those stretched valuations. Prices actually fell, according to the CSO index, in the first 5 months of the year. But during the summer, things seem to have turned a little bit. We're seeing asking price inflation accelerate to 4%. So that's quite a turnaround where most countries are seeing falling prices. In the UK, prices have already fallen 5%. That's just not happening in Ireland. And I suppose the economy is doing well. We're seeing people taking on more mortgage debt. The average mortgage approval broke through €300,000 in August for the first time. It was up 6% in the year. So housing demand is robust. And then at the same time, supply is still a problem. So we've got about 13,400 properties listed on My Home at the moment. That's down from around 20,000 pre-pandemic. So it's robust demand, it's weak supply. And while there was a period of correction, particularly in Dublin, that appears to be over now. Now we're starting to see house prices rise again.
Just looking at the Dublin market, it was particularly acute, the downturn there. And that looks like a fairly dramatic about turn there.
Well, it's fallen by 4%. It fell by 4% in the 8 months to May. It bounced back a little bit in June and July. Our measure shows asking prices in Dublin rose by 1.3% in the summer. So again, you know, Dublin was stretched. We saw a deeper correction there. But again, that seems to be turning. And it's the same issues again. Very strong demand and supply an issue.
We saw mortgage approvals falling off, but that was almost entirely accounted for by people switching. That's no longer happening to the same degree it was this time last year. So is the first time buyer market now driving most of the activity?
It is in terms of approvals. If you look at the UK, where obviously Rishi Sunak and Kwasi Kwarteng caused effectively a shutdown in the mortgage market. In the UK, the average mortgage approval is down 7% in the year. If you look at the first 6-7 months in the UK, mortgage approvals are down about 26%. In Ireland, in August, they're up 7% in volume terms. So there's more buyers out there in terms of getting mortgage approval than there was last year. So that shows you the strength of demand that's out there. It's a good thing in terms of reflecting the strength of the economy, the fact there's job, you know, employment has held up, you're seeing wage increases. But it's a bad thing in the sense that the homes just aren't there for them.
And there are quite a few supports in place for first-time buyers. Does the government need to keep those in place in the budget next week?
Well, I mean, I think demand is very strong from the first-time buyer segment. The Central Bank of Ireland loosened the mortgage lending rules for first-time buyers. So the 3.5 times loan-to-income threshold is raised to 4 times. We're seeing first-time buyers take on more debt. There's more of them. So there's no lack of demand out there, but there's certainly a lack of housing, and that's why we're seeing prices rise again.
Just very briefly, rest of the year, next year, what are you seeing?
Well, what our forecast was for 1.5% inflation this year in terms of house price inflation, that might even look a little bit weak at this point. What we're seeing is house prices seeing very modest gains in line with pay growth. So affordability isn't getting particularly worse or getting particularly better. But look, the big issue here is we should be building 40 to 50,000 houses to eat into pent-up demand. And that's just not happening at the moment.
Conal McCrilla, thank you very much indeed.